part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
Watch the basketball game last night between a little bit of Rutgers and Tennessee, the women's final.
Yeah, Tennessee won last night. Seventh championship for Pat Summitt. They beat Rutgers by 13 points.
Awesome rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
some hardcore hoes.
That's some nappy headed hoes there. I'm going to tell you that now.
Oh, man.
Man, that's some. Ooh. And the girls from Tennessee, they all look cute.
All right. Ready? Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 92.
92. Or is it ad hoc?
It's whatever.
It's
you know.
Whatever.
Why can't it be 92? We owe a 92, don't we?
Yeah,
we owe a 92.
We owe one, yeah.
Owe one.
All right, John. A lot of shit to cover. A lot of stuff going on. Let's start out with I-Man that we heard a little bit of, the I-Man, John. Now, have you ever listened to Don Imus' show?
No, never.
When I see him on NBC, CNBC, whatever, I turn the fucking channel.
Really?
Yeah, I just never could. I think I listened to his show once, and I could not understand how people listen to his show. The guy's not funny. Never was funny.
Never.
Never had any listeners that I know of. But the guy made a living, a good living, and I just don't understand it.
I don't either, man.
And you know we're worldwide, John. So I don't know if people are getting exposed to this on the other side of the ocean, there, John. But this guy had a 30-year career in radio, nationally syndicated for God, who knows what reason. He was awful. And he says something about the Rutgers basketball team.
I don't
John.
Know what God has to do with it, Scott.
A lot. I think God has a lot to do with it, especially the I-Man. So
is that annoying? Is that the most annoying sound you ever heard?
No. No. It's up there, but it's not the most annoying. No. And the other thing about this Imus is everybody's saying, it's an attack on free speech and blah, blah, blah. The government didn't get involved.
Right. There was no law broken.
In my opinion.
You want to say nappy-headed hoes? Go ahead.
This is like, you know, you hear about these toy stores. They got a real small margin of profit, toy stores, right? I think the Imus was the same way, the I-Man. Just a really small profit margin. So when he makes a comment like this, now CBS has an excellent opportunity to just bail on the fucking guy and MSNBC.
They're probably like, we got to do this.
Pack your bags.
Good riddance.
Yeah, good riddance, you piece of shit. And the guy was a piece of shit because I'm a big Howard Stern fan, John. And Howard Stern used to work with Imus back in the day at NBC.
Yeah.
And he used to tell stories all the time about Imus. You couldn't look at Imus. That was the rule. And you couldn't interact with him. But if he was pissed off at you, like I guess they had this black receptionist, he would go up and call her a nigger, a whore.
No, I thought it was filthy nigger.
Filthy nigger, whatever the fuck nigger you'd say.
If you're going to have your adjectives, I want them correct.
In the workplace. And people had to put up with that shit. And the guy
that's
just
crap.
A piece of shit. And he has this cancer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all for his private
use.
Yeah,
but here's the thing, man, Scott. I don't really care about the guy. He's a nobody.
Okay? He is a nobody. Well,
he's a nobody, but guess who made him a somebody?
Who?
The two fucking worst people in the world that I think exist are Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Because I think they are nothing. They're worse because all they want to do is separate.
That's
they
right,
just want to separate.
They don't
want to
bring
people
together.
And Dr. King would be rolling over in his grave.
We want to make a shade of gray, John.
That's right, my brother.
They want to keep it black and white, baby.
And that's fine, but they want to keep it so black and white that I don't know where they're going with this. They totally ignore all the other hateful language that's going on within what they call their own people.
What about their own hateful language, like Jesse Jackson?
Oh, yeah, Hymietown and Hymie.
Sharpton still hasn't apologized for the Tawana Brawley thing.
Oh, yeah.
And he should apologize to the Duke players.
He still
players.
Hasn't paid the $300,000 he owes for falsely accusing the prosecutor of actually participating in the rape of that young girl.
Hey, they're both pieces of shit. They're all three pieces of shit. They deserve each other.
Yeah. There you go.
The Iron Man.
And they got everybody all freaked out about it. And, you know, hey, I got to say, those Rutgers girls, they were very eloquent. They took it in stride. The coach got a nice 30-minute recruiting
and
video out of it.
And a book deal. I heard about that today.
So somebody benefited.
A book deal. Why?
It sure wasn't the rest of society, because Jesse and fucking Al Sharpton, who got a guy killed, and actually seven people killed for allegedly, he started this big protest out in front of a store in Harlem where an African-American fella couldn't pay the rent, so he was evicted, and this Jewish guy came in and started the store, and I'm not sure. Maybe the Jewish guy owned the place. I don't know what it was, but started a big riot there because he was out there with the bullhorn and talking about the injustice and all this stuff. And some guy ran in there, shot like four people, burnt the place down, ended up seven people, including the guy that shot everybody, got killed.
That's ridiculous.
And he walks away like, yeah, I had nothing to do with it.
And that's the thing. They try to politicize these things, and it's business. It comes down to the money. If Imus could generate revenue, they wouldn't have fired him.
Yeah.
He's just barely scraping by. They can get rid of him. And it's the open market. If somebody thinks they can make money with this asshole, they're going to hire him.
And they'd have kept him on because right. he didn't violate any FCC rules or anything. So they'd have just kept him on. And I don't know if it was the media circus or if it was what you said. They just wanted the fuck off the air. You know, yeah. they had a contract. The ratings sucked. And I've never heard the guy.
His ratings always sucked.
Oh, wasn't that bad at all? So. Not like those Tennessee girls.
Not like those Tennessee girls without no teefers.
You're Opie and Anthony. They're like totally praising this guy. He's the greatest in the world.
Who, Imus?
Yeah.
Oh, those guys are dicks.
If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't be back on the radio.
Oh, wow. Great. We'll give him a job then.
Yeah,
have the I-Man on the Opie and Anthony show.
Well, they did some funny bits where Anthony kept pretending to call in, pretending he was Imus when he called in because he had nothing to do. it was pretty funny. So they made fun of him a bit. That was cool.
Tennessee girls over down there. I have this have a cancer a ranch for cancer. For kids and
yeah, I don't even know what he does on that ranch. All I know of him is from Howard Stern.
Here's what he does: he gets people to donate money. It's a tax write-off, and he lives there 12 months or 10 months out of the year. And the 2 months that the cancer kids are there, he takes a vacation.
Yeah,
so he subsidizes his own private residency by saying it's a cancer ranch.
Oh, I did not know that.
And from what I hear, he puts those kids to work.
I did. I'll clean it's up no that vacation. Horse crap.
Get over here, boy. Clean up that horse crap. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, nappy boy. Come over here and clean up that horse right now.
All right, now let's move on to
Let's move on, Scott.
Other broadcasting ramifications. We talked a little bit about Mediocre Show and their outstanding April Fool's
outstanding
prank. And we had our own little.
I think we had a very outstanding one as well.
I don't think it was on the scale of the Mediocre Show, but it was a little bit of a. I don't even know what how what yeah you know. A little bit of something.
At an equal plane.
And what was that, episode 90? Episode 90?
Yeah.
We were recording from the hospital room because you were in the hospital, John.
Yeah.
But, of course, it was all theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind.
It was...
of the mind.
Just a loop that you put together, quite brilliantly, I may add.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Of a hospital, what a hospital would sound like. And we didn't think anybody would fall for
this. Fall for that shit.
Especially when we moved to the chapel.
The chapel.
Part two and part
three. But you know
what?
I know why it kind of goes over, because this equipment is so portable.
It is
so
portable.
A lot of these guys, they got a laptop and a microphone and headphones, and that's it. So this shit is so portable, it could be pulled off. So I could understand why somebody, hey, wow. Yeah, well, yeah, why couldn't they move down there? I mean, they just got to walk down there with their headphones and mics in their pockets, you know?
Right.
Is that a mic in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
Were you taking that patient without the heart monitor?
With his IV.
And all that electronical equipment.
Oh, for a walk.
Who even let you in here with all that shit?
Right.
So I guess whenever you're ready, let's play a clip of one of our favorite podcasts.
Oh, yes.
Air out my shorts and see what they had to say about.
I've never found any correlation between body type
and dickishness.
And
word
dickishness.
Whore. Pressing buttons.
Well, speaking of
deliciousness.
Speaking of dickishness. John from TTN, Total Talk Nonsense.
Oh, he was in the hospital.
One of the best.
Can we please send out a.
One of the best podcasts out there, notwithstanding Scott.
In spite of Scott,
yes. I thought that's sort of what I said.
Probably.
Anyway, fuck Scott.
Oh, I got to think.
Hey.
Best wishes to John.
Fuck Scott. Hey.
I'll fuck Scott with my long, skinny dick. And then I'll rub it on his bald head.
And make him cry.
Yes, John, please get well soon. Yes. We're thinking of you, and stop whatever you're doing that's making you not well.
Yeah.
Cupcakes.
Work on that, pal.
Here's to a healthier John in the coming months.
Oh, my.
That sounded like a bad sound effect, and it wasn't.
It wasn't. It was real.
The fuck?
Yeah. No. John, get better. And for those of you who don't listen to TTN,
you should.
Which you should. The last episode that was recorded at the time of the recording of this episode of Air Out My Shorts, they did it from the hospital. They did the first part while he was in the hospital room, and then they snuck him out to the chapel to record the other parts of the episode. And there you go, for stick-to-itiveness
and for the guts of recording TTN in a chapel, which should just be blasphemous on all.
Although, you know, God regularly is a guest on their show.
Actually, the Lord hasn't been on in quite some time. They've had the devil coming out of John's ass. Which I think may be related to his health problems. Mm, you know, high blood pressure, devil up your ass. It's got to be a connection. Yeah, I'm concerned.
I'm sure a lot of things come out of his ass. Well, the devil is probably the least of the evils.
You would know.
Anyway, all the best. Get well soon.
Yes.
That was very heartfelt.
And
man.
I share that sentiment with That's Preston beautiful. Buttons and the word whore.
What's that?
Get well.
Get
John.
Well.
Get well.
Well, that's not all, Scott.
And stay out of the hospital.
Out. That's not all. We got even, like, emails, I think.
That's not all? You mean more people?
Yeah, I got a phone call.
Got a phone call.
From the pooch. The papooch.
The papooch.
Hopefully you could hear it. His kids screaming in the background. But this is what the papooch had to say.
Come on, Marley. This is the papooch. Her and her son was in the hospital and was having a rough, I guess a week at this point, if not longer. Just checking to see how everyone's doing and to wish everybody happy Easter. I'm going to try to call over to the general to figure out if he's still admitted or if you guys are home. I will talk to you guys later. Take care. Bye.
So he called over there, and he actually sent me a message on Skype today, and it says, John, just wanted to say hi, and I hope you are feeling better. Apparently he hasn't listened to 91 yet. I'm also glad that you have Skype working again. I'll try to call you over the weekend. Say hi to the family.
He doesn't mention me?
No. So. But he is working on a self-portrait of you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Always the self-portrait.
So what do we got? We got Jim Backus here.
Yeah, so while we were out Sunday, we didn't podcast. I had a chance to monkey around with the time machine. And all the things you can do with a time machine, John, of all the things.
Of all
the things. Go back to Jesus on the Mount.
Yeah.
Go back to see your parents when they were teenagers. What do? I go back and try to get Jim Backus to do a promo for us.
Who's Jim Backus again?
He was the one who was on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, right.
Thurston Howell the Third, and he also did the voice for Mr. Magoo.
Canfields for everyone.
So I went back in time, and I was able to bring some equipment with me. And I ran into Jim Backus.
That process as well in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's out of sight.
And I tried to sit him down to cut a promo for us, and it didn't really work out. But since I did go back in time, I figured we'd just go ahead and play this anyway.
All right. Here we go.
This is Jim Backus. For years, you've identified me with, I can't believe, number one, I ordinarily do not read this kind of shit. However, that's no excuse for being a total fuck-up and a screaming incompetent. Turn it on. Slate. I'm going to sell this piece of shit if it's the last thing I do.
So you see that? Sell this piece of shit.
Didn't work out very well.
I see.
I think we tried another take, and he just kicked me out. Get the fuck out.
All right, well, that's great, man.
Isn't it? Yeah, I forgot to edit that clip. I'll have to take care of that in post-production.
It's worked out really good, man. It's a great bit you put together there, Scott. I don't know what it means, but it's out of sight.
Out of sight.
Hey, you ever watch SNL?
No.
Saturday Night Live?
No, not in 20 years.
Well, they had on Shia LaBeouf.
I love Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
And he did a little bit.
Even Stevens, greatest
actually,
Disney show ever.
You can download this off of their SNL website. It's a video clip. I want to play it because we've said this a couple of times, joking around. It's one of our favorite. One of our favorite things to say, to get people to say.
Jesus.
Well, part of it anyway.
Interesting.
And at least it's mine. But they are very crafty in how they use this term or these two words that they put together. And they're like they're Middle Eastern or I don't know what the hell they are. And they have a. They have a furniture company, and this is how it goes.
Hello, it is me, Kadir Muhtar.
And I am Kadir Muhtar.
And you know us from Mattress King.
Where everything is...
Mattress King, great! Now we have opened Sofa King.
And these are our sons, Nasir, Anan, and Nasir Sul.
Here at Sofa King, we have all kinds of sofas. Leather, convertibles, sleeper sofas, sectionals, indoor-outdoor, conversation pits.
All here at Sofa King.
How great is that?
It's Sofa King great.
Nasir, I see you have found our 40-inch pillow back
this love is Shia.
Seat with separate recliner option. And how comfortable is it?
It's Sofa King comfortable.
You gosh darn right it is.
It's so fucking comfortable. I could sit here all day.
Now, my other son, Onan, how much is this set at other stores?
$16.99.
And how much is it at Sofa King?
$7.49.
Why?
Because it's Sofa King cheap.
Sofa King cheap, man. You won't believe it. And if you buy now, no money down and no payments until March 27, 2008. That's easy financing. How easy, Nasir, too?
So fucking easy.
It's so fucking easy. You could.
Isn't that great,
that
man?
That is great.
That is probably one of the funniest fucking bits I've seen in a long time. And you, and Shia LaBeouf and the two other guys, they all, actually all of them, even the chick has a unibrow.
Mm-hmm.
And all these three knuckleheads in the corner are the three sons. They're like bouncing up and down like they're on cocaine through the whole thing.
Nice.
And it's pretty good, man.
Nice.
So we do that. I'm so fucking retarded.
Retarded.
Yeah, it's always fun to have people. You write that down. You write down, I'm sofa king. We Todd, as in the name Todd, did. And you just write that out, and you have somebody read it out loud.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Funny.
Yeah. Here's what it sounds like. I'm sofa king. We Todd did.
We Todd did it?
You are.
I'm sofa king. We Todd did. Yeah, it's
no,
really good.
I'm sofa king. We Todd did.
You sure are. So, yeah.
In our urethras, we have a little teeny tiny vagina.
A vagina. So, I have a new word for vagina, John.
Do you?
Vajay.
Vajay?
Yeah. I like them both.
He doesn't like the vajay.
The vajay.
The vajay.
All right. Now, last podcast, we talked about a little bit about songs, new songs that we're into. And we said we were going to bring songs to play. So go ahead and this is something that you're into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some current music that you've been listening to and you're into.
Yeah. Beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
Sing along.
Who turned you on to this?
Nobody, actually. I was walking through Best Buy, and it was one of those, you know, what a cool name for a band. What a cool album cover. You ever do that?
Yeah, when I bought Tooling for Anus by the Meat Men.
No, this is Killswitch Engage. This song's The Arms of Sorrow. Actually, this is one of their more, like, mellower tunes, if you can believe it.
And what gets you off on this?
The drums, man, are just unbelievable. The way they jam out. Here's, like, another one.
They're pretty tight.
Yeah.
Sounds like we have some new heavy metal intros.
Oh, yeah. They rock, man.
Well, that's out of sight. Now, before you play what I'm into, John.
Here's another. Okay. Sorry.
It's all right. I only brought one song in.
Yeah. I brought the whole album in.
That I'm into.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I first saw this on the web about a month ago. I saw the video, and I think if I didn't see the video, I don't know if I'd be as into it as much as I am. But I saw the video, and then I just may be gay. John, after you listen to this and hear this, you be the judge.
All right, then. You want to introduce
this it? This is what I am into and currently all listening right. to, John.
All right.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
I'm going to beat you up right now. I'm going to pants fuck you. Pants fuck you. I'm going to pull your pants down and ass fuck you with a cactus.
You know this is, John?
No.
This is Avril Lavigne's new song. She plays both parts in the video. She plays the bad girl and the dorky girl. And the bad girl wants the dorky girl's boyfriend. I love it.
Couldn't you get a better copy of it?
No.
You ever tried buying it?
I would never do that. No, I will when I figure out how to exchange Apple credit without having to charge my credit card.
It won't. You just go get the $50 cards.
Right. I have some of those. But I clicked on one-click billing, so it automatically bills my credit card. I need to figure out how to enter my...
You just type in the number.
Yeah. But when you do the one-click billing, it doesn't give you that option. I got to do something.
You got to change it in your
options. Yeah, I got to change it.
It's real easy.
Yeah.
I did it for the wife.
Nice.
That's out of sight, Scott.
Totally love this song. So I watched the video. Then I got to bring my daughter over so she can watch it. And then I was hooked after two listens. I was hooked.
Nice.
And it's kind of a, in my opinion, it's kind of a, Gwen Stefani came out with a song like this. Like a boom, boom, you know, like a... I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Boom, boom.
This seems kind of like a. this seems kind of like a.
Like you want to get raped in a prison.
Yeah, a little more edgier, if that is even
yeah,
possible.
Yeah, it's real edgy.
It's kind of Avril Lavigne making fun of Gwen Stefani.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying there, John?
All right. Yeah, what is this, the opening to Even Steven?
No. That would make the show classic if that were the case. Even Stevens.
Plural, sorry. John. Oh, plural. Sorry. Sorry. Here's one
it.
Of my other favorite songs. Want to hear it?
Sure.
I mean, it's in stereo, I figure.
Yeah, why not?
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
Isn't that out of sight, man? This isn't the part that I really get into, though. Once I'm driving my car, this is the driving tune because of this part. How about that, man? Isn't that tits?
It's out of sight.
Driving, listening to that shit.
Makes me feel even gayer. What is it? Kill switch?
Kill switch engage.
Engage.
Yeah. How about this one?
KSE.
Why are you rolling your eyes, man?
I'm not. I didn't roll my eyes. The brim of my hat hit the mic, so I wanted to see how far it was away. Oh, Simon Cowell got in trouble for rolling his eyes.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
By who?
I guess one of the singers, when they finished their song, they talked about Cho Sung Wee.
Yeah.
And the Virginia Tech tragedy.
Massacre, yeah.
And then his heart went out to him, and apparently Simon wasn't even listening to the guy. He was talking to Paul Abdul about his performance.
Yeah.
And Paul Abdul said something to him, and he rolled his eyes at her. But the camera flashed back to him right after this guy said this statement.
Yeah.
And it looked like he was rolling his eyes at the guy talking about Virginia Tech.
Oh, nice.
And he may have been rolling his eyes, and then they came up with this spin. Who
knows? Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
who knows?
Paula said something to me.
Yes, Paula. Of course.
So, yeah, I got to take a piss, man.
Nice.
So should we take it?
Let's take it. All right. Together.
Together. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.